This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Baruch Haba, welcome everyone to Daf HaShavua. We're continuing Masechta Yevamos. Tonight's blad is Yevamos Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. Let's try to keep things tonight as simple as possible. The hour is a little bit late, and the Gemara basically said that the Gemara quoted a Mishnah. The Mishnah said that if you're in Rishus HaRabim and you throw a get, Safek Karav Loi, Safek Karav La, so then the halacha is that if she's in Erva, the Tzara needs Chalitza. And we're not worried that if you do Chalitza, you're going to come to do Yibam. So that means, originally the Gemara wanted to say that the reason why in the Mishnah we use Chazaka, and here, in this Mishnah, we're not going to use the Chazaka that she's Muteres Lashuk, is because the case over here, we're talking about Shtei Kite Edim, and one set says it's Karavla, and one set says it's Karavlai, so it's a Sveika Dairaisa. And since it's a Sveika Dairaisa, you don't use Chazaka. And our Mishnah is talking about 1-8 and 1-8, so it's a Sveika Drabanan. So therefore, you can use Chazaka. The bottom line is that this Mishnah in Gittin is talking about 2 Edim against 2 Edim, and therefore you don't use Chazaka because it is a Sveika Dairaisa. The Gemara is assuming 2 Edim versus 2 Edim. So the same way 4 Edim are not any better than 2 Edim, and 100 Edim are not better than 2 Edim. So basically, the same way Eidos won't add to Eidos, so certainly Chazaka won't add to Eidos. And now the Gemara is about to prove that, no, you're making a big mistake. Eidos is not a Birur. Eidos is a Chazaka is not a Birur. Chazaka is just a Hanhaga. It's just a mode of conduct that you need to act in a certain way when you don't know what to do. And the Gemara says, Vesu, we're 1, 2, 3, 6 lines in the bottom. Alam alaf alam alaf. Vesu b'shtei kite edim nami sveika drabanani. Even 2 edim versus 2 edim is a sveika drabanan. Da amrinon uki trei l'bahadei trei. Establish 2 versus 2. Ve'isha ukma achazaka. And the woman, you should maintain her chazaka. That whatever her chazaka is that she is mutaras l'shuk. Midi dahava. Like the case of the Nechasim of Bar Shadya, the Bar Shadya Zov and Nechsi, he sold merchandise. Asu Beitre, 2 Edim came to Amri, they said Kishu Cholim Zoven. He sold it when he was healthy. Vasu Beitre, and another 2 Edim came to Amri, and they said Kishu Shoita Zoven, that he sold it when he was foolish. Va'amar, Rav Ash, he said Uki Tre Lahade Tre. Put the 2 Edim versus the 2 Edim, and you don't know what to do. So va'ara ukmi b'cheskas barshatya, and establish the land in the chazaka of barshatya. Meaning, when you have 2 Edim versus 2 Edim, you could still use chazaka. It's not a sveika d'iraisa; it's a suffix rabbanon, and therefore you should be allowed to use chazaka. So how could you say that the Mishnah in Gittin that said if it's suffix karav la, we say that if she's an erva, the tzara needs chalitza? Why does the and we don't say, well, we're afraid that you might be miyabim her, because for all intents and purposes, she is becheskas aser. She is, we're not worried you're going to do chalitza, because we don't utilize the chazaka over here, and the Gemara said the reason why we don't use the chazaka is because it's 2 Edim versus 2 Edim, but the Gemara says not so fast. Even 2 Edim versus 2 Edim, you could still use chazaka. The Gemara is basically switching on the svara it had before. The Gemara originally thought that when you have 2 Edim versus 2 Edim, you can't, chazaka cannot play a factor, cannot tilt the scales. Now the Gemara is saying, if you don't know what to do, then chazaka could be a factor, even in a situation of 2 Edim versus 2 Edim. So now we're back to the drawing board, because you cannot say that when you have two Edim versus two Edim, you don't use Chazaka, because we know that even two Edim versus two Edim, you do use Chazaka. El Amar Abaye, Yagid Olav Reoy. His friend will speak about him. Where did we have this? We just had this in the Chumash here at 9 o'clock, that Yagid Olav Reoy, that if Nimrod was a Rasha, then probably his cohorts were Risham also. So Abai is using this principle. It's a pasuk in Eoiv Yagid Olav Reoi. His friend speaks about him. Meaning, Tana b'kedushin v'adin l'gerushin. The easiest answer in the world. The kasha was that why don't we say that the case of Safi Gittin is Kara Safi Karvla, Safi Karvla, just like by Kedushin. So, and the Gemara made a whole deal, oh, because by Kedushin, it's Bechezkas, that she is Aser for Yibum, and by Gerushin, it's, right, the Gemara wanted to say, by Kedushin, the woman is Bechezkas, Aser Lashuk, she's Bechezkas, Aser Lashuk, and by Gerushin, Safek Karavloi, Safek Karavla, she's Becheskas, Mutter Lashuk, and that's the difference. And the Gemara wanted to know, what about Chazaka? So ultimately, the Gemara is saying very simple, by Gerushin, there's the exact same case. The case of Safek Karavloi, Safek Karavloi, equally applies to Gittin. Why didn't it say it? It said it. Yagid Olav Reoi. Tana b'kedushin v'adin l'gerushin. Tana b'gerushin v'adin l'kedushin. Meaning, the case of Safek by Kedushin is equally applicable to Gerushin. The case of Safek by Gerushin is equally applicable to Kedushin. So Gemara said, what are you talking about? How could it be Yagid Olav Reoi? How could these two cases of Sveikos be reflective one on the other? Amalei Rava Yagid Olav Reoi, Mai Zehu de Katani. What's the Zehu? Because the Mishnah says they picked the case of Safek Kedushin. Ah, Zehu Safek Kedushin. This is the only case of Safek Kedushin. And then by Gerushin says Zehu Safek Gerushin. It's not Zehu. Each case of Safek applies by the other. Says the Gemara, another answer. El Amar Rava Koshi Yesh B'Kedushin Yesh B'Gerushin. Whatever the case of Safek is by Kedushin, there is by Gerushin. The Yesh B'Gerushin Masha Ein B'Kedushin, and there is by Gerushin what's not by Kedushin. In other words, the Safek Karavla, Safek Karavla by Kedushin applies by Gerushin. And the Safek by Gerushin does not necessarily apply by Kedushin. That's why. So it means like this. The Zehu of Kedushin is Dafka. Because the case of Gerushin doesn't apply to the case of Gerushin doesn't apply to Kedushin. But so the Zehu of Kedushin is Dafka, because the Safek of Gerushin does not apply to Kedushin. But the Zehu by Gerushin is Lav Dafka, because the Safek by Kedushin applies to Gerushin. So why does it say Zehu by Gerushin? Elamishum de Tano Zehu by Kedushin, Tani Nami Zehu by Gerushin. Because it said Zehu by Kedushin, it also said Zehu by Gerushin. So in other words, the Safek by Kedushin applies by Gerushin, the Safek by Gerushin does not apply by Kedushin. So what does the Zehu by Kedushin come to exclude? Which one of the three cases of Gittin, which is a Safek by Gittin, does not apply to Gerushin? So the Gemara is going to say, the case of Safek by Gerushin that doesn't apply by Kedushin is Man. We say, by Gerushin, Yesha love Edim, Ein Bo Zman, is a Safek for Gerushin, but it's not a Safek for Kedushin. Why? Says the Halakha Gemara. Says the Gemara, v'zehu de kedushin lemutei mai. What does the zehu by kedushin come to exclude? Lemutei zman, to exclude a case where you have kedushin without zman, that it's still a good kedushin. Deleka b'kedushin. There's no din that you have to write a date in the marriage document. Says the Gemara, "May maloi tiknus nam kedushin." Why didn't they enact that you have to put a date in a marriage document? Now we have to understand why do they make a why do you have to have a date on a divorce document? So it's machlokes Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan in Masech Tegit in maybe Daf Yud Zayin. The Gemara over there. The Gemara over there says, Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish is afraid of the following. The halacha is that when you get married to a lady, you have rights in her property. You have the payrois in her property in lieu of the responsibilities you have to redeem her if she's kidnapped. You hear this? You know this halacha? You have responsibilities to your wife. If she's kidnapped, you need to rescue her. Okay, so don't forget that. So, and in lieu of that responsibility, in lieu of that achrayas that you have to her, you get to eat her the fruits of her field. Now, this is only triggered from the time that you have a ksuba to her. But just by erusin, you're not responsible for peros. Now, once you decide in your mind that you're going to divorce her, you don't have rights to her, the fruits of her field. Because you're not committed anymore to free her. If you have a mind to divorce her and she gets kidnapped by pirates, you're not going to go rescue her. So, therefore, you don't have rights to her fruits. So the reason, according to the Sokhs, they put a date in a get is because we don't want you abusing your rights of eating the fruits of her field. In other words, we need to know exactly that from the time you have a mind to divorce her, you no longer have rights to her fruits. So the Gemara says, according to Mandam, that you have to write a date in a document of divorce, it's because of fruits. Arusa lesla peri. Anyway, there'd be no reason to put a date in a marriage document because an arusa doesn't get peiros anyway. So it's of no significance to know the date of the kedushim because not until you give her a ksuba do you get the fruits. So that according to the logic of peri, according to Reish Lakish, it makes sense that there's no inyan of zman and kedushim. But according to the opinion, you have to write a date of in a get because you might be married to your niece. Meaning like this, very interesting phenomenon. If somebody's wife, chas v'shalom, is not faithful, so he's not going to let her off the hook. The husband's going to be so incensed, he's not going to give her a get and say, okay, tell them we were already divorced. No, he's going to want her to die. Unless he's married to his niece. So if you're married to your niece, then even if she's not faithful to you, by the end of the day, she's your niece. So you still love her even if she's not faithful to you. Because, okay, so she's not a good wife, but she's still your niece. So we're afraid that in a case where your wife's your niece, you have to put a date in the divorce. Because otherwise, if someone's married to their niece might not be faithful. And then he'll give her a divorce and say, oh, this is blank. And we'll tell everyone you were divorced before. So if that's the case, Rabbi Yochanan says there's a date in the divorce because you could cover up for your niece. Then Liskin Zman, we should be Misakin Zman in a marriage because what's going to happen if you marry your niece and then she's not faithful? So then, if you don't have a Zman, they could decide, okay, we'll tell everyone that we got married after she was unfaithful. So by the same reason they made a Zman in Gittin, they should make a Zman in Kedushin. Says Gemara, no! There are people who get married with a shtar. So, sometimes people get married with money. So with money, there's no way to remedy that situation. So we're not going to be misaking to write a date in a shtar because not everyone gets married with a shtar. Some people get married with kesef. Says the Gemara, Mishum de'ikin demakash kaspa, ikin demakash b'shtar, aloi tikin rabban zman. Says, you know, wait a second. Amrale Rav Acha, b'rei Rav Yosef, Rav Ashi, Rav Acha, the son of Rav Yosef, said to Rav Ashi, v'ha avda de'ika de'kani v'kaz v'ika de'b'shtara, but a slave, that some slaves you could buy with money, and some slaves you could buy with a shtar. V'tikin Rabbanon zman, and the Rabbanon did make a zman in, for a shtar of an eved, even though not every Eved is purchased with a shtar. So we see that we'll make a takan of zman even for the seldom situation where you will purchase with a shtar. So why don't we say the same thing with a woman? Says more hasam ruba b'shtar hacharuba b'kasa. Buy your Eved. Most avodim are bought with a shtar, so from sakin zman by ladies, most ladies are bought with kesef. Iboy seima. Another answer is, you know why it's not gonna. You know why we were not masakin a date in a shtar kedushin mishum delay efshar, because it's not gonna help at all anyway. Heichi la'avid. What should you do? Lincha gabe dida. You're gonna let her hold on to it. It's gonna have a shtar. She'll erase it. Machgale, she'll erase the shtar, the date. So it's not going to help to write a date. She'll be mezane, and then she'll erase the date. Lincha gabi didei, leave the shtar by him. No, if you're going to leave the shtar by him, maybe he'll be married to Bas HaChoysoi, and he'll erase it himself. Zimin to Bas HaChoysoi, yamachapa Allah. He'll cover over. So it's not going to help to write a shtar. Because if she has it, she'll erase it. If he has it, he'll erase it if he wants. Lincha gabe edim, if you can leave it by edim, what's that going to help? If the edim remember the date, ida zechiri leisalissa, then they'll testify. V'iloi, if they don't remember, then it's not going to work anyway, because they're going to be reading it off a shtar, and you can't testify from something that's written. V'iloi, if they don't remember, zimnin d'chazim michtava, they're going to see what's written, ba'asa masadi. They're going to come and testify, v'rachamana amra, mipiyam v'lem mipiksavam. So therefore, there's no point in writing a zman in shtar erisin. Why? Who's going to hold on to it? If she's going to hold on to it, she'll be mezana, and she'll erase the date so to make it seem like she got married later. He's going to hold on to it. He's also suspect of fooling around. The Edim, if they remember, they don't need the date. If they don't remember, they can't read the date. So the Gemara says, well, the same thing by Gittin. Who's going to hold on to the get? Iachi begerishin nami hachi. Neima hachi. Why they make a zman? Because of Bas HaChoysoi. Who's going to hold on to it? She's going to hold on to it, she'll erase it. He's going to hold on to it, he'll erase it. The same, the Edim? So the Gemara says, no. By a get, it only stands to her benefit to have a date. Because maybe the date will prove that she's innocent, that the get was before. In other words, but if the date is later, and she erases it, since the only thing the date could do is help her, that to show she was divorced before, if she erases it, then we're just going to have to assume the worst, that the divorce was after, and we're going to have to kill her. So it's not going to help her anyway. There, by a get, he says, Rashi, we're not worried maybe she's going to erase it. Because when Edim come that she was mezane, if she doesn't bring a shtar that she was divorced before, we're going to use chazaka to say she was married. Now, if the Rabbanon never were masakin as man, then she could cover over and say, even though I'm b'cheskas married, I was already divorced. But now that the Rabbanon were masakin zman, if it's erased, then we have to use the chazaka to say that you were married at the time. But by kedushin, it only hurts her. The zman hurts her. Because all this man could do is say she was already married. But she has motivation to erase it. Because if she erases it, we'll establish her b'chezkas p'nuya by gerushin. She's presumptively married. So the date makes it not married. So the date only helps her. So she's not going to erase it. But by kedushin, the date only hurts her. So there's a chash, she might erase it. Okay, says the Mishnah Vayter. Gimel Achin, three brothers. Nesu and Gimel Nachriyos, married to three sisters. Excuse me, married to three ladies, or not, no relation. Gimel Achin, just joking. Nesu and Gimel Nachriyos. Three sisters married to three foreign ladies. Reuven, Shimon, and Levi are married to Shprinsa, Yenta, and Pauline. Umeis echad mehen. And one of them died. Vasaba sheni maimer. And the second brother did maimer to her. So he's married to one lady and maimer to a second mace, and he died. So now two ladies are falling to the third brother. You do chalitza to both and not yivam. Shenemar, umeis echad mehem yivam yavayala. If one of them dies, the yavam comes to her. Only a woman who has the zika of one brother, not two. And in this case, one of the women who are falling has the zika of two brothers. One, the one she used to be married, and the other, the one that you did maimer to. Reb Shimon says, no, if you remember, Reb Shimon holds, maimer is not koina quasi kinyan, maimer is adar ya adar nisht. Either she's the wife of the second one, or she's the wife of the first one. So Reb Shimon would say, "Mayabim leizim shiur." Say you could do yibum to anyone you want. V'chaylat zeshniyah, and you do chalitza to the second. You can't do yibum to both because maybe maimer is koina kinyan gamur. You can't only do yibum to one because maybe maimer is not koina at all. Says Gemara, "V'izikas beiz yivam da'iraisa." What's pshat in the Tanakam? If the zika of two yivamin is da'iraisa, so then you shouldn't need chalitza to either one. Chalitza nami loy tibai. Because if someone who has zika from two brothers is a full-fledged eishes ach, it should be an erva and it should pater the tzara. Says Gemara el midrabanan, really it's only a gzera drabanan, gzera shema yomru, it's a gzera. Maybe they'll say, beiz yivama is habayis and yibayis acha to you. It looks like this woman is married to the second one. And it's a gzera that maybe people will say two yivamais that come from one house, misyabmais. Says Gemara, v'nu yabim l'chad v'nachlitz l'chad. Why don't you do yibam to one and do chalitza to the other? The answer is you can't do that. Because they're going to say that if the one bayis shema yomer bayis achem miktsasay banoy miktsasay chalotz, that two ladies coming from one house, one you do yibum to and one you do chalitza to. And that's not the case. They're going to think that when two ladies fall from one house, you do yibum to one and you do chalitza to the other. It's the Gemara's v'yomer, let them say such a thing. What's going to happen if people say such a thing? So the Gemara explains further, and we will see that more next week. Thank you everyone for accommodating the time, and have a wonderful Shabbos. Tomorrow at 2:30 is the next Melacha. And looking forward to seeing you next time. Okay, Kol Tov. Rav Nosson.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.